Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Kayla.
Hey, guys.
What? Look at this.
Guys, I've been waiting for this like all season.
So before we talk about our special guest of the day, welcome to the Doodoo and Foo Show. The best logo in the business. Have you seen that logo? Come on.
Logo.
How good is that? I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Christopher Lee Foo.
And welcome to show season 2, episode 43. 43.
Yeah.
So do you know what we do with episode numbers? Uh-uh. Oh, see, here we go.
I'm sorry.
So what we do is we try to come up with somebody, a professional sports player who wore the number of the show. So like if it was show 23... Oh, well, I was thinking Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Hey, I like that energy.
Caleb Terry, duh.
I like that energy. Hold on 1 second. I like that energy. But that's what we do. So these are tough ones. 43 is...
Yeah, I don't know. No.
Do you have any?
I don't.
This might. Are we getting blanked for the first time ever?
I don't think... Did we have one for 40... No, 39 or 40... When we first came back, I don't know if we had one, 38 or something. But
these are big numbers.
You know, I don't know what sport. Probably a DB somewhere. I think James Sutherland for Syracuse was 43, but he's not a big name. Syracuse fans will recognize the name, but other than that.
As long as we have one, I'm happy.
And that's if I'm guessing on that one, because I think he changed his number while he was there, too.
Let's see. Let's add 4 plus 3 and get 7. D. Brown.
Oh, I see what you're saying there. Yeah, 7. Right. John Elway.
John Elway.
Yeah, because we didn't do 7, right?
Nothing. Kayla's got nothing. That's a common theme with the person who sits there. They're like, I don't know. We got to schedule guests on days where they're big numbers.
Big numbers. Like popular.
32, 33.
Yeah.
But she said me.
Yeah, I love it.
This one. So, welcome, Kayla Terry. To the Doodoo and Foo Show. How are you?
I'm good.
You
I'm
said you've been waiting.
To be here. I've been waiting to use these big old microphones.
It is funny. Every year there's players that sit down. Paige and KB a couple years ago, they were like, Coach, can we just mess around? And I couldn't get them out of the office. They were like, like just being
ASMR.
Goofy. Yeah. Is that what it is? ASMR? That's when you make noises or something like that. So yeah, this is the show. As usual, we just ate. We just had some grub. Yep. Mike, tell them what we had.
Zaxby's. Yes. There's two locations in town. The one right around the college here opened up a month ago. Not bad.
Okay.
I give it a 7, I think.
7?
Yeah,
okay. What do you think?
I give it a 7.5, 8.
Seven and a half, yeah.
It was good. They have good ice. Their ice is 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 ice.
You've been chopping on that ice, yes.
Ice is good. I love ice.
So I have only one other experience with Zaxby's. Zaxby's, is we're saying it right?
Zaxby's, yep.
Because they didn't have them here in town, but they had them in Utah. So years ago, we were traveling back, and somebody, one of the players, this is years ago, I can't remember who, was like, Coach, come on to Zaxby's with us. I'm like, oh, I've never had it. What is it? Chicken. It was awful.
Okay.
It was bad.
Okay.
It was not like it wasn't good. Like it almost, and I never do this. I almost brought it back.
Mm.
Like in the restaurant.
What did you get?
Just like chicken tenders, but the fries were, it was all bad.
Mm.
So when I saw that, I'm like, oh boy. You know, when you have that.
Yeah.
But The chicken sandwich was fresh. That's what I did like.
Yeah.
We talk about the fries all the time. Like, this is going to be half of the podcast is talking about the food. We talk about the fries all the time. It's so hard to get them crispy when they get here. Yeah. But those were actually seasoned pretty good.
Yeah.
And the, what was that?
It was the loaded fries with the bacon and the
chicken bacon ranch
fries.
Yeah, breaded chicken, yeah.
So that did it for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick right around seven, six and a half, but I'll stay seven. Way better than when I had it in Utah.
Okay.
Utah was like, I will never eat here again. And then I saw them popping up in Vegas, so I'm glad you brought it because I think you need to give restaurants a second chance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes. You know?
Sometimes. Yeah. Not always. Sometimes. Huh? No, we're going to talk food in a minute. So before we get started, for the because there's usually 1.3 million people watching this, for those watching, tell us a little bit about who you are and how you're sitting in this chair.
Okay, guys. So funny story. I actually, coming out of my senior year, coach wanted me to come here. And I just was so adamant about leaving Vegas. I was like, Coach, I'm sorry, but I'm leaving. I'm not staying in Vegas. So I left and I went to California, and then that just didn't work out. So then I was like, Coach, take me back.
Take me back to a place that you never were. I like that.
Like, just give me a chance. And then, yeah, so then he brought me in, and now. I'm here.
What did we do? We had a meeting in my old office downstairs, huh?
We did. Yeah,
were you nervous?
I was nervous.
Were you really?
I was like, because you know, you had told me before, like, about all the players you had come back.
Always come back.
Like, yeah. I was like, I don't want to be one of those players.
Yeah. I remember you saying that. You're like, I said, what is something that makes you feel uncomfortable? You're like, I hate that I'm like, have to sit here.
And yeah.
Like, kind of like ask for a spot. But to me, it was a no brainer. And
it worked out.
For me, as a coach, and this happened, it does happen a lot, is, I don't try to talk kids out of going where they're going. If it's somewhere bad, like I had a kid that I was recruiting here locally that went to a really bad situation and I knew it was bad. So I felt the obligation to at least say, making a bad choice. But when I don't know the school or the situation, you got to go. Like, you got to experience it. Like, you got out of Vegas and you did what you did. And the decision to come back for you was, I'm not sure that it was easy, but to be able to come back and play here hopefully made it easier. But for me as a coach, I kind of got to let these young adults make, not make their mistakes, but go see what it's like somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So you got here, I mean, shoot, probably like June or July. Mm-hmm. So it's been a year. What happened?
What didn't happen? We went to playoffs. We went to the championship. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We had a really good season. I was not expecting to come here and like, just make all these connections with you guys and just have the season that we had. Like, it was really, I was surprised, but we did really good. The team, we had such good chemistry.
Yeah.
And like, we all got along. Yeah. There was no problems we didn't have. And that was really good.
Yeah. It's tough to get that. I'm more focused on creating that than I am sometimes X's and O's, because I just believe that that's more powerful.
No, that goes a long way.
It goes a super long
way. Yeah.
So yeah, we had a good time. You personally had a pretty good season.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah,
second team all conference, second team all league, all region. In the league, you were fifth in points per game, 13.3 in league play. Second in rebounds with 10, so you averaged a double-double in league play. Did you know that? Do you know these numbers?
Keep going.
And that's it. Free throw percentage.
Oh no.
I thought you said keep going.
All right.
second in the country in field goal percentage. Huge. And was number one for most of the year.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
I think the further you go as a player into your season, like deeper into playoffs, which obviously we had two games, your numbers drop a little bit because you're playing the best of the best,
sure.
Right? So you're playing the better teams. But to second in the country. The whole country field goal percentage.
Yeah.
And so impressive stuff. So Mike, super fan Mike, everybody knows super fan Mike, right? What are some of the adjectives or ways we describe Kayla? She has no idea when we're talking about her. Like, what do we say?
Ball magnet.
You have magnets in your hands.
The ball, you find the ball. I hate to say the ball finds you, but you find the ball. You're always around the ball. My dad came to watch a game, right? And I says, watch Kayla. I says, the ball's going to be in her hands. Rebounds, offensive rebounds, putbacks. And then when I'm coming to these games, you know, here at the college, I'm sitting there laughing. People are probably wondering, what is he laughing at? I'm laughing because the ball is always in your hands off the rebound. And I told my dad that. I says, watch this. Sure enough, ball in your hands, ball in your hands, off the rebound, put back. And it's fantastic. Yeah.
Why is that? Why do you think that is?
There's a reason. I had an answer. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I just try to grab the ball. Yeah. Like, I don't know, because it's funny. Like,
a lot of people try to grab the ball.
I can't even jump that high. Yeah. And I'm not that tall, so it's like, I don't like boxing out. But
clearly.
you get in there for the rebounds.
You got 10 a game without boxing out. Just imagine if she put a body on somebody. When we talk about it, even in open gym, when you're out and you're not even playing here anymore, but still playing, we've had a couple players over the years that a lot of the reasons is just that instinct to just be around where the ball lands. And I don't even think that you think about it when you're doing it, but the shot goes up. Some people just stare and watch. Most players just stare and watch, and you make a point to kind of get into the area where the ball is usually going to go. And that's a skill that I don't think coaches can teach it. Natural ability to have an idea where the ball is going to be, and then you get it and put it right back up.
And wanting to go get it.
Wanting to go get it. Faith was like that this year as a point guard. The shot goes up, she's
in there. Faith was going to get in there and get them rebounds.
She does. But that's not, it's not common. I'm telling you. Some people rebound because they're tall or because they can jump. But like you said, you're not tall. I wouldn't say you can't jump.
I just can't jump that high.
Yeah.
I could jump.
You could jump over like a piece of paper or something. but no, that's a skill that we're going to talk about where you're about to head out as I stare at it. But that's a skill that's going to, I believe, translate to the next level. And I will tell you, I think I've told you this before, is last year in the open runs, I'm watching Kayla and I'm like, I don't know where she fits in. Like, not good or bad. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
I thought that too.
Did you?
Like, I didn't know what I was going to come in here and do. And then it was like, everybody else is also so good too. So it was like, where am I going to fit in?
Yeah. That's interesting that you had that thought. I thought you'd find a way, but as coaches, when you watch open gym, there's no structure. I don't have a ton of structure in my gameplay anyways, right? But there's more than open gym. Like, open gym, there's nothing. Yeah. And I'm like, she's good. She can do the things I know she can do, but I'm sitting here going, how is she going to do this against 6'3 girls or 6'5 girls from Cochise or Yavapai? I'm sitting here going, I don't know. Like, and I go through the whole mental process of a coach is I got to get her handling the ball. She got to shoot and like try to all of a sudden get her away from the hoop where that's not what she needs to be. Field goal percentage, she needs to be closer. Rebounding, she needs to be in the paint. Like, so I'm almost, as a coach, you almost trick yourself into thinking, oh, I got to, she needs to be like a three and get her on the wing, which would have been, well, I know you can shoot the three. Oh my God. Here we go.
Hey, let's talk about it.
Let's talk. Oh, now we can talk about it because I'm not your coach anymore. Last game of the year? You let a few fly?
Sophomore night.
You hit a couple?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at her. Man, I wish I knew that.
Yeah.
Stretch the floor. But obviously when we started playing and practicing, it was pretty clear that you had a skill that not a lot of other people had. So that was fun. So next chapter in the book that Kayla Terry is writing, where are you headed?
New Orleans.
Woo-wee, the bayou.
Here we go.
And you're going to which school?
Yes, Dillard University.
That's a D1 NAIA, right? So yes. Dillard University.
HBCU. The
HBCU, which was very important to you, right?
Yeah.
Very good.
Tell us about how you feel about heading down there, both as a person being far away from home traveling, as a basketball player, starting fresh on a new team, like, how does that make you feel?
I'm sad, but I'm excited to go, like, experience new things, see new things. But I'm sad leaving my teammates, leaving you, coming from Coach Savage, and then just having to leave and go somewhere else. It's just so sad because I haven't had a bond like this with one of my coaches in a while. So it's, like, sad. It's bittersweet.
It is sweet.
I'm excited to go down there and start playing again.
Yeah.
I miss playing. I just need to get back into it.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. And I appreciate those words because we talk about it all the time that my bond with my players is probably the biggest asset that I have as a coach. And it has been for years. Like,
And I think that's what makes you such a good coach because you care about more than just basketball.
Yeah.
No, okay. Those were no, my last I do. Kind words of the day.
I doubt it. No, it's good. And you and I have never had a problem expressing our feelings, which is great too. You know what I mean? Like, it's good as a coach when you can pour into kids and they pour back. And it's not always needed or necessary. I can coach all types of players as kids that are just stone-faced.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah. And you don't know how to, you know, kind of push their buttons to get them engaged in the team and the culture. And then there's players that just, they crave it. And I think that's more where Kayla's at. And a lot of the players that come through here the last 3-4 years have had that mentality. And I believe a lot of that's because of how I recruit too. Even though Kayla didn't come here originally, I think she knew, like, I was at her state championship game.
Yeah,
and I was recruiting you, nobody else. There was other people there in the gym that day, and one actually ended up coming here, but I wasn't there that day to see her. Right. She wasn't even on the radar. It was you. And I think that recruiting with parents and relatives, I'm just upfront, I'm just honest, and I think that helps. And it helps them feel comfortable when they get here. And I'm seeing that now with our incoming freshmen, whether it's Maya or Trista or any of those incoming freshmen starting to build a relationship with like Suki, and of course AJ had some time here. Deja, that'll happen organically, but it's my saying is I get players to play hard for me, not because they're afraid of me.
Yeah,
because too many coaches out there just yell and scream for no freaking reason. Mm-hmm. And I was a product of that as a player. My coach just beat us up like physically, and that was it. Made the game, I didn't want to go to practice. Like, I didn't want to
be enjoyable.
Not enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're excited. Why do they spell Blue Devils B-L-E-U?
I don't know why they spell things so weird down there. Like, they spell go G-E-A-U-X or something.
Yeah,
like
go. That. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think it's just the New Orleans way, the Louisiana way, yeah. Right? Something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Let's see. I got some. Mike, you chime in whenever you want. I got one here for Mike for sure. We're just going to go down a quick little get to know you. Favorite color?
Okay. Blue.
Has it always been blue? Mm-hmm. Has it? That's pretty ironic. Favorite food?
Probably pasta or seafood.
Pasta and seafood. That's not bad. Favorite artist?
Rod Wave.
Here we go.
Y'all all know this.
We all know this. Rod Wave. I had it playing when you came in. Favorite pro athlete?
Asia Wilson.
Really? Have you ever met her?
Yeah.
Have you?
I met her. I forgot what game it was. I think it was when Candace Parker was there, and went. Like, we showed her. It was when they had just won the championship. We went with our rings.
Yes.
And we had to show it.
Yeah. Very
nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'm gonna have to get a little video out to Asia Wilson. Asia, quick question. Slight request. Can you make a little video for Kayla, encouraging her heading down to Dillard? Heck of a player. Heck of a person. And would probably really do well if you sent her something. So let's make that happen. Thank you.
I love you.
Oh, wow. There you go. We know Rodway. Favorite song? Like, you can listen to on repeat. One song.
Dang, one song.
One song.
Members Only. Drake and Party Next Door.
That's not right.
That's just a song I can listen to over and over and over again. It's like 24 hours long.
Favorite season?
Favorite season, like
winter, Christmas, fall, summer, spring,
Christmas or Halloween.
Girl, bye. Those are holidays. Favorite season: fall, spring, summer, winter. There's four of them.
probably winter.
Winter. What's
or
yours,
spring.
Mike?
No, my birthday's in spring.
Oh my god.
My birthday's in spring.
Spring. What's your favorite season?
Probably summer.
Yeah, mine
too. Spring, summer, yeah.
It's too hot out here.
Well, here, it's not hot everywhere. And it hasn't been terrible here.
Yeah,
but
this summer wasn't that bad.
No, all like right around 100 degrees. No, I'm a summer.
Yeah.
Growing up on the beach, it was, you look forward all year to the summer. Ready for this? Oh, there's some controversy in some of these questions.
Okay.
Who's your favorite teammate of all time?
Of all time?
Yeah, I already know the answer.
I love all of my teammates.
Oh, here we go. This is the podcast.
But me and Layla made history everywhere we went, from middle school to high school.
Layla.
Are
you watching this, Layla?
Layla, I love you and I miss you so much.
Me too.
Coach misses you too.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say somebody else. Nope.
Oh.
I'll tell you off air. I'm not going to get you in more trouble.
Okay. I love all of you guys equally, though. So it's just, you know.
Favorite snack?
Probably chips like Takis or
so unhealthy.
Hot Funyuns.
Oh. What was the snack that I gave you in California? Brought to your door. Boom.
Cotton candy. And he told me that he wasn't going to bring me any because they went to Golden Corral.
There's no
and
they.
I didn't want to.
I went by myself.
Oh, yeah. We did make him go by himself. And we did felt bad.
Yeah,
though.
I could tell.
We really felt bad. But then, yeah, he brought me some cotton candy.
Yeah, there you go.
So she put in the group chat, Coach, bring me back some cotton candy because they have bags of cotton candy. So what I did is I got two bags and I kept one that I was going to give her. She didn't know that. And then the rest of them, we had like, I don't know, the kids wanted to go somewhere, like 7 or 8 of them. So they got in the van and I had another bag and we made a video of us eating the cotton candy and sent it to her and be like, sorry, kid. Like, she was so mad. And then I knocked on her door and boom, dropped off. Yeah, that was all right. So we know a little bit more about Kayla, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So we're going to blind rank based on food spots, pretty much all places that we stopped during the season.
Okay.
So 1 through 10, blind rank. I think we've already done this with Mike, but all right, ready? Panera.
That's top three.
Ooh. How many spots you have, Dan?
10. Yeah.
10.
Okay. Yep.
You can jump. You jump in too, Mike.
Panera is probably 3.
Store two, right in the middle, 5.
What's it going to be? Three?
Three,
two?
Yeah.
Three? Okay.
Three's closer to 5.
Mike. Good. CSN education. In-N-Out. And now, full disclosure, she used to work there.
I did not like it.
Now, will that affect the rating of the food? I don't know. Because those Flying Dutchmans with
grilled
mustard.
When I first stopped working there, I was like, no, In-N-Out K. But I'm going to have to put In-N-Out at like 2. I've been getting that 3x3.
Haven't had the 3x3.
You need to try it.
Is it on a bun?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't do it. No,
oh, you could do it in the lettuce. That would be good too.
I just like the Flying Dutchman. I like the onion gigs. You don't like that? What do you think?
Now, these are fast food joints, you said, right?
Yeah, all fast food.
10 being the best?
10 being the worst. 1's number 1. 1 is your favorite.
I'll go to 1.
In-N-Out?
Otherwise, I'm contradicting myself from when we first started. Remember, we did our top 5, and I think I put In-N-Out 1, which is what I thought.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Now, I don't know what else you have on that list, so it could be different from what we had. But
How often do you eat In-N-Out? Not very often right now, but in general.
That's basically the only fast food spot I go to.
Really?
For the most part, yeah.
Wow. Do you know, if we're not on the road, and because In-N-Out's a popular spot for the players, is I've probably eaten In-N-Out outside of the season 3 times in my life.
Okay.
I just don't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to.
It's one of the very few spots I go to.
I go during the season. Trust me. That's why I gain 20 pounds every time. Chipotle.
4.
You already have 2, 3, and 4 done.
Wait, no. Okay. It's hard.
Huh?
Okay. Put Chipotle at 6.
6?
Yeah.
I was going to say 4, too. You can throw Chipotle 4.
4? I think if I had to pick, well, I'm not doing this. I'm leading the ranking. I would rather eat at Chipotle than In-N-Out.
Really? Okay. Yeah. It depends on the day. I sometimes.
Well, yeah. No, I do.
It's like 2 different foods.
Burger, 2 different foods. Like, yep. Raising Cane's.
Do I already have 3?
Yes, and two, and you have four open.
Okay, four.
Canes.
Six.
I love Canes. Canes. I just. Good. It's kind of like In-N-Out where it's just such a limited menu.
Yeah.
But it's they're just really good at what they do.
Next time you go to Cane's, tell them put butter on both sides.
Of the
bread. Have you Texas tried that?
I have, yeah. That's
have you okay. Tried that? No, I have not. Okay.
Oh, it's their Texas toast is phenomenal.
Okay.
I always get their fries well done.
Yeah, that's
remember good. I did that? You and I went to In-N-Out and I had them do them like extra well done. They were awful. They were burnt. Yeah. They were like, oh, it was bad. Yeah, tasted bad. Like oil. But Cane's. Cane sauce, unbelievable. Panda.
Mm.
You did some Panda.
Yeah, I did.
You and Alana.
Yes. Do I have a five?
You have five.
Dang, six.
Panda, you have 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, and one.
Okay, seven.
Seven, dang. Panda. What about you, Mike?
Eight.
Okay.
Yep.
That was Julie's spot for a while when she was, she was vegan for 13, 14 years. And she'd do the super greens and blah, blah, blah. So she was always there. But Panda's not bad, but I'm probably with you guys like seven or eight. McDonald's.
10.
10?
Yep.
You do?
Yep, 10, yep. I haven't had that probably in over 20 years.
Wow. I've just been getting sweet tea from there.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Their sweet tea is good, though.
Wingstop.
Oh, I didn't have it a lot on the road.
You know why? You know why we don't eat Wingstop?
It takes too long.
It takes so long.
Yeah,
it does. I'm like, all right, let's be quick. Hour and a half later, we're like, you guys don't even have your wings yet. This is crazy.
Because of that, 8.
Oh.
But Wingstop is good. That's probably top 3.
What do I have left, Dan?
You have 2, 3. 7 and 9.
Let's go 7.
7 Wingstop.
Yeah.
Subway.
1.
1? Subway? Stop.
Yes, I don't know. Wait, what else do I have?
That doesn't matter. You want Subway at 1.
Yes, because that's a good pregame snack. Okay. Maybe have half for now, half for later.
Okay.
Put the chips
I'm not
in
mad
sandwich.
At you. I actually Subway's really good. Like Subway. Subway's probably 4 or 5 for me. Subway, 1.
Yeah.
I'm going in the opposite direction, throwing it at 9.
9?
Right above McDonald's. Although McDonald's does have good fries and those cherry and apple pies, though.
Yeah. Subway's, I love Subway. I love when I say, hey, where do you guys want to stop? And more players say Subway because it is a little bit healthier, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
Culver's.
We did Culver's too much.
Too much?
I got tired of Culver's.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, you got 5 and 9. Wait a minute. Yeah, 5 and 9.
I'll put it at 5 just because that was our spot. But
that was our spot.
I never had it.
Never had
it. Talked about that. Yeah, the one time before, never had it because it's not out here.
Yeah.
We got to take a trip.
Yeah.
We stopped, where is it? Kingman, Arizona. Yeah. They have them in Utah too. So Utah and Colorado, Utah and Idaho. I love it. They're mushroom Swiss butter burger is it just melts in your mouth. It's hard to explain. No? Stop it. Really, what'd you get when we go?
Chicken fingers.
That's why.
It. Chicken fingers on fries. They were okay. That was good. Their ice cream is good.
And the coach/bus driver eats free, so I never pay.
There you go.
Really?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yep. Never pay.
Wow.
Now you know why we stopped there so much.
That explains a lot.
It does explain, but I do love, that's my favorite burger. If I could pick one burger in the world, need that in a double, it's a wrap. My mouth's watering.
You could put that, what do I got left?
2 and 3.
Put it 3.
All right.
Sounds good. I would, just by the sounds of it, I would take it over McDonald's and Subway.
Yeah,
Panda.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. So your number 9 and your number 2 is Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
That's really? That's
cool. You're okay with that?
Yeah. But Chick-fil-A is good.
If you could change one on the swap one for the other in your list, what would you be? This is your list. Subway, In-N-Out, Panera, Cane's, Culver's, Chipotle, Panda, Wingstop, Chick-fil-A, Mickey D's.
I would put Wingstop over Culver's. I'd switch all of those over Culver's.
5 and 8. So you'd move Culver's.
Culver's would be 9.
9.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Would it be 9 if it was free?
Maybe 8. 7.
I love Culver's. What about you, Mike? Any changes?
No, I mean
Culver's.
You know, Chick-fil-A is about the only other one I go to.
Is that
right? Right by the house. I like that. Maybe move the bottom three are good.
Yep.
What do I got ahead of Wingstop?
Cane's, Panera, Chipotle.
That's about, I mean, you could swap maybe a couple. That's about good. Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
Yep.
That gives us, where do you think we ate the most this year?
Culver's and Panera.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Panera for sure.
Panera is good. Yeah, I never ate Panera before I came here.
Culver's really? Is only so Panera's Culver's we only good. Ate okay. on the way back in the van, right? So mm-hmm. we never ate there on the way because it was always early morning. We ate there in the van on the way back, but we ate at Panera a lot. Yeah. I like Panera as a team because again, fairly healthy mm-hmm. and a wide range of a menu for our players. Yeah. They can get soup like bread bowls or. Yeah. BLTs or I mean they have everything, salads, okay. they have a little bit of everything. Yeah. So and I was getting everybody's points, boy. I was like, use my phone
you
number.
And Bree.
Me and Bree. Shout out to Bree. Just getting back from Hawaii. All right. This one is called This or That. Ready? It's only a couple. Yes. Just trying to make it fun for you. Trying to make this experience fun for you being on the podcast. This or that, and you gotta give it a little context. Okay. Bus ride or van ride?
I feel like van ride because we're more like, I don't know. We're just closer, so we can all talk better. We're all cuddled up in the back. Like, it's just fun. But the bus, we have more space to, like,
knocked
on the
out.
Long rides,
knocked
I'd rather
out.
Have the bus.
Me too. I'm driving.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So, one thing I will miss about Kayla Terry being gone, other than rebounding and being who she is... In the rear view, I can see everybody. And I would watch her sing every word when Rod Wave come on. I put it on sometimes and she'd just be like, eyes closed, every word. She could, listen, Mike, I did it a couple times when she was a little bit knocked out. She was like, on up, I don't even know where. Just straight singing. So years ago, I drive the van a lot, my whole career, right? Yeah. And then you have different people who sit in different seats and it changes every year. And it's just things that people don't think coaches take notice of, right? Like I can go back to the first year when Destiny Bird was our point guard, our captain. Remember Destiny
yeah,
Bird,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure.
And Destiny Bird, and I told her this too. She sat right behind me, every single seat, and she would sing every single song. And I got used to hearing her sing for a whole year, 2 years, because she sat there for 2 years. And I, when she was leaving and having that final goodbye and she went off to Edward Waters, D2 in Georgia. And I was like, you know, one thing I'm going to miss about you is hearing you sing. And she's like, what? I'm like, you, that's the voice that sat behind me for 2 years.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, it's so nice. And that's how I feel is looking back and seeing Kayla singing Rod Wave. Is that his name?
Rod Wave.
I'm just kidding. I know.
You know his name. I've said it's
She was just singing before we got on here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So van by a little bit. I'm with you. Bus rides are, you guys catch up on your sleep, put it that way. I mean, they sleep.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not even on the highway yet and they're all knocked out. But I kind of like that because, you know, it's a safe space and they're knocked out. Some of us will start playing games like we do the
iMessage games.
Yeah. Uno. We play a lot of games. All right. Dutch Bros or Starbucks?
Starbucks.
Yeah. Any reason why?
I'm just Dutch Bros is like sweet. They're kind of too sweet. Some of their drinks are good, but I like Starbucks better.
Okay. Mm. And I guess we already kind of answered this one: Chipotle or In-N-Out. You already answered In-N-Out. Five on five scrimmage or 11 man?
11 man.
Yeah. What's 11 man? Yes. You got to tell the people.
So 11 man, basically you have two defenders on both sides of the court. And then on the sidelines, there's two lines on each side, and then two lines on that side. And basically it's just 3-on-3 down and back. And
definitely not 3-on-3.
It's not three on two. Sorry.
Her favorite
three
drill.
On two.
3-on-3.
3-on-2.
It's 3-on-2 continuous.
Yeah.
We call it 11 man. It's actually my favorite drill too, because 99% of the time I jump in and get to play and have
fun.
Coach Tracy, Brett, and Trent, they all getting cooked in 11 man.
All getting cooked, she said. Did you hear that? She tried to sneak that word in. The cooked word in.
I heard that.
On the road, in the rooms, stay up late or sleep in?
Would I rather stay up late or sleep in?
One or the other.
I'd rather stay up late.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sleeping in, though. I'd rather stay up late. That's why I like to sleep in, because I stay up late.
Coach is breakfast mandatory. Depends. Breakfast is mandatory. It depends. If we have to get up earlier, then yes, because I want to make sure everybody's there. If we don't have to really start moving until like 10:30, I'm not going to make them wake up at 7 to eat breakfast just to go back to bed.
Right.
But staying up late, I think I had one noise complaint this year. I think I had one. So you guys did a pretty good job. And I think a lot of times we stayed in the common areas, which I think is super fun. I mean, we had nights we were up, Coach Lee, some of our team, to like 1:30 in the morning.
That was fun.
And lights out at 11. And they're up till 1:30. Who is your coach? It's a good one. The gremlin or a grade check?
The gremlin.
You can rethink that. You can switch it if you want. No. So I think everybody by now knows what the gremlin is. That's kind of like the player of the game. When we win, we don't do it when we lose. We got to win the game. Kind of like player of the game. It doesn't always have to be the high scorer, the high rebounder. It's just who the coaching staff feels impacted the game. And this is my third year doing the gremlin. And it's just a thing now. Like, I can't imagine not doing the gremlin. But why not grade check?
I have good grades. Like, I could do a grade check. But the gremlin.
The gremlin. Yeah. You got it a bunch of times this year, huh? You show off. No, you did. Deserved it. Time check. All right. Now, this is a Caleb blind ranking. It's only 5.
Okay.
This is going to be a good one. I need some context on these. No. This is a good one. The scared one's coming up. That's one you're going to struggle with. All right. So you're going to blind rank these three things from the last year, the last 12 months of your life.
Okay.
You ready? Team building day.
Okay.
I'm not telling you all of them. You got a blind rank. 1 through 5. There's only 5. 1 through 5. Where are you putting team building?
Dang, I don't know what's next.
That's why it's called blind ranking. Just went through this with Mikey's dad.
2 or 3. 2 or 3. 3.
Team building day. 3. Beating Arizona Western playoffs.
1-1.
And they were ranked. Yeah.
10 in the country.
When you beat them, yep.
Beach day.
2.
All right.
Wait.
I think this will work out pretty good for you. Sophomore night.
4.
4. And this one actually works out, because the other one was beating Cochise at home. But you didn't play that game, huh?
Yeah, I didn't play. Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you play?
My ankle.
Your ankle. How many games did you miss that when you were out?
2.
Just 1? 2? Did you miss the next day too?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah.
All right, so now you can make one switch. Beating Arizona Western, beach day, team building, sophomore night, Cochise. Is that pretty good?
That's pretty good. Wait, what's my third?
Team building day.
My second?
Beach day.
I would probably switch those.
Switch two. Those. Yeah. So, with no, you can say as much as you want. So why? Obviously, we know why Arizona Western. Because mm-hmm. we were the four seed, beating the one seed at their place by a point. Blah 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 blah. So why team building day? What? Tell us a little bit. You don't have to explain what it is, but I think people can figure out what team building day is. Yeah. But why? Have you ever done anything like that?
Not like that big of a thing.
That
like
many hours?
It was a whole day of activities and stuff. Yeah. But that was fun. That was a good day for us to like. I think we really did get closer that day.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Good.
Yeah. I had a player from maybe like 12 years ago. Her name's JC Johnson. Oh, the gym.
It's the gym.
Oh, it's the boys. Boys are clapping it up.
Yeah.
JC Johnson played for me like 12 years ago. She sent me a message 6 months ago in the middle of the season and said, "Hey coach, I'm coaching now at a high school. It's my first ever coaching job. Can you help me? I have some questions." And I'm sitting here going, "Yeah, I'm teacher the 1-3-1, teacher it. Like, what do you need to know?" And she's like, "Team building day. I need it to be exactly what we did because that's all I remember from my high school career is team building day every year." Wow. And that one actually, that one was like 6 hours. Ours here is like 4 or 5. That was like 6 or 7 hours. We had, because we did our media day that at the same time. So like in the corner of the gym, I had photographers and videographers.
Dang, that would have been
fun. Had drones like taking video.
Oh, wow, that was fun.
But those are way bigger gyms than we have. But, and what I did is I got sponsors to pay for the videographer, the photographer. Like, so the whole thing, it was a day. And the last hour we had friends and family come in to take pictures with them too, which was really cool. So she's like, it was pretty cool. I know it's a special day. And I think, you know, we did something this year called Ashes. I've only done Ashes with 3 or 4 of my teams in 34 years. Mm. Like Ashes is.
Well, what made you start doing it?
I started doing it years ago back in Massachusetts as a coach. We had like a team building day that was out like where we did like a cookout type thing. And I was like, wait a minute. And I just was thinking about it as we went and I had people, well, I can't tell people what it is. That's very, inner circle stuff. Mm-hmm. But I can't explain what it is. Ashes is like, not sure if I'm going to do it next year. I feel like there's still some bonds like Mitch and obviously Cece and Lizzie and Bianca and Alana, like there's still some of that from this year that's carrying on to next year, but I usually do something different. Like those sticks right there, that was the year before. That was like KB, Aaliyah, Jordan, that was their year.
Yeah.
So that was their thing, but it was okay. But Ashes is pretty cool. And that all comes from team building day. So that's kind of the reason I like that. Beach day was fun. Actually, the favorite part of the beach day was the drive back. That was awesome.
We were doing karaoke.
We did straight karaoke. So what we did is it was tons of traffic, LA traffic, crazy traffic. I'm like, it's going to take 2.5 hours to get a half hour away.
Yeah.
And we went down the line and said, pick your song, but you have to know every word and you got to sing every word. So we went down the line in the van and everybody picked a song and it was like volume on 400. The whole full energy, the whole ride back.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. What beach did we go to? We went to
Santa Monica?
The pier, right? Yeah. Oh, we went down the pier. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun. That was a good time. Yep, some good stuff. And I watched that Cochise game. I actually sent that Cochise game out to my incoming players for next year to watch. And I said, we were down our second and third leading scorer. You and Selena were out that game. Mm-hmm. And we just lost them by 26 at their place and came back and
beat them.
We were
losing the whole game. And we took the lead with a minute left and beat them by 4 or 5. That was a really good game.
That was good.
And then sophomore nights are always just.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Sophomore nights can be tear jerking. That's for sure.
Tear jerking.
Yeah.
what was your favorite gym to play at in our league? Favorite.
Ours.
Ours. Okay. Least favorite.
the one that was like high up, and we always got sick and like we're coughing.
Oh, Yavapai?
Yeah.
Yavapai, yeah. Really?
I didn't like that.
We beat the brakes off of that. We did, every
time. But yeah.
But yeah, no, everybody complained.
Who else had a bad gym?
What is.
Cochise
has an old gym. It reminds me a lot of back in New England, back in Massachusetts. I think it was an old like Air Force base or something. Very, very old gym.
Okay.
A little dark, dead spots. I like the character of it. It actually reminded me of being back home. So there was something to it. But yeah, I could see how you'd say that. Yeah. Well, we already said favorite drill, 11 man. So what's your least favorite drill?
Colgate's.
Girl, bye. You guys did like 7 of those all year.
That's my least favorite. I never want to do a Colgate again.
Colgate's, go back to my high school year. They started them when I was in JV, like 1980. Long time ago.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And I just always did them. And when I went to college, we did something similar. And then I started coaching right out of college. And I'm like, all right, what do I know? I know Colgate's. And you guys did such a weak version of Colgate's. Colgate's is basically sideline to sideline, jog for 30 seconds. It's supposed to start at 45 in the beginning of the year. Jog, horn hits, 30 seconds of sprint, 30 seconds of push-ups, fingertip push-ups, what we used to have to do. 30 seconds of sprint, 30 seconds of crunches, 30 seconds of sprint, 30 seconds of defensive slides, 30 seconds of sprint, 30 seconds of rebounding, 30 seconds of sprint, 30 seconds of line jump. Like there's a whole 30 seconds of mountain climbers, sprint. It's tough. It's a conditioning drill to get you going in the beginning, but it's everybody's least favorite. But these guys, Kayla Terry probably did that 6 to 7 times max. Like I always threaten Colgate's. That's my big threat is Colgate's. But
yeah,
a team should do it every day. So should I do it every day this year? No? Wow. Looking out for people. What was your favorite play that we ran?
Probably, what's that one called when the two bigs come up to the post and then we screen and then it's like the screen and roll with the point guard? What is that called?
Split? What?
Yeah. Is it split? Yeah.
The back screen? Yeah, yeah. Split. Yeah, that. Like we put that in late in the season, actually. We put that in the second half of the season. What's your least favorite play to run? Careful. We'll run Colgate's tonight. We will run Colgate's tonight.
I don't know. I don't think I have a least favorite.
Good answer. I'll take it. What was your favorite video that Brooklyn did?
She did a lot.
She did do a lot.
The one where she was like, put your head through this
paper. Poke your head. Poke your head through the hole.
Poke your head through the hole. Yeah, that was funny.
Did you get it? Obviously. You didn't get it?
No, I was
like, going to say, obviously, everybody got it.
What? My head through the paper.
You never got it? I got to go back. I got to go back and watch that. Oh, that's funny. Let's see. Jeez, where are we?
Oh, no. Actually, my favorite one. Remember when we had to do the... like Coach Tracy was like guessing our voices.
Oh my God.
He said Bianca. Bianca wasn't even at practice that day.
Listen. Did you see that one?
You sent me that one. Yes. Oh my God. That was funny. That was a funny one.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. There was a lot of good videos.
Yeah.
Yep.
I miss Brooklyn.
Yeah. I'm having a conversation with her tomorrow. Brooklyn Marie Savage. Talking about what
all
next
her middle
year.
Name is Marie?
Yeah.
Too.
Yours too. And somebody else on the team. There's like 3 Maries, middle name Maries in the team. Five questions that most men know that women might not know. Ready? I'll let you answer first and see if you know it. What does PSI stand for?
PSI?
PSI.
Public service.
Wow. That's PSA. Announcement.
Invitation.
No. Mike, do you know?
Isn't that the air?
Mm-hmm. Air in the tires.
Air in the tires.
You know what it is?
I don't really know. I don't know what the initial stand for, to be honest.
Pounds per square inch.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
PSI. So when somebody says, have you checked the PSI on your tires? They're talking how many PSIs. It should be about 44 to 51.
Depending on the tire.
Yeah, you
got to
read
the car.
You got to read the tire. Yeah. All right, I'm going to have to show you now.
It's on the tire, yeah.
What team does Travis Kelce play for?
I know that name. Is he a football player?
He is. You're halfway there. A red team.
A red team. What's the team that just won?
She's so
What's
close.
What's the team with Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
What's it called?
No, we're not answering for you. You got it.
Stop. This is making me look bad because I really can't think of it right now, but I know.
You do know. Red.
The Red Hawks. No.
Ooh, no.
Red.
It's a single.
The Eagles.
Oh, close. Who starts with a C.
Who did the Eagles beat in the Super Bowl?
No.
I don't know.
Do you remember the Super Bowl?
Begins with a C. H.
Think Native American.
Guys, I don't know.
All right, you're 0 for 2. The Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs. Wow. Golly, I know. That's tough.
Wait, I'm 0 for 2?
You're 0 for 2, yeah. PSI.
Oh, yeah, PSI.
How many baseball players are on the field at a time? Yep, count them out. Use your words. Use your fingers.
Okay, and then there's a pitcher. Five.
She's up to five.
I don't know how many people are in the back. I'm going to say like 12.
Okay.
How many people in the outfield? Is that what you meant, right? In the back? Mm-hmm. In the outfield? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Three in the outfield.
Three in the outfield. Eight?
So close.
Nine?
Yeah.
Nine.
There you
nine.
Go. There you go. But you didn't get it. Because you went from 12 to 8 to 9. Let's stay in sports, okay? Hockey or soccer. When a player scores three times in a single game or match, what's that called? When a hockey player scores three times in a match, what's that called? Or soccer. Those are the only two sports, right?
Yeah.
Somebody scores three times in a hockey game or a soccer game, what's that called? Not even a clue? Not even a guess?
I don't know.
What's on top of that shelf up there? See the shelf?
Hat? Cap?
Yep, hat.
Cap?
Hat is the first word.
Hat? Hats off?
It's the end of today's show.
can't teach a dog. Or can't teach an old dog new.
Oh boy!
Tricks.
Yes.
Tricks.
Hat trick.
Hat trick.
You didn't know that?
No.
Now you do.
There you go.
In soccer, in what?
Hockey.
Hockey.
If you score three times, it's called a hat trick. People throw hats on the ice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. See, look at that. This is good. Now, are you a gamer?
No.
Not at all. Well, so you're not gonna know this one. In gaming, what does FPS stand for?
FPS.
Yep. In video gaming. Type of game. I'm giving you all kinds of clues
it's a
here.
Type of game.
It's not like a name of a game, but it's a type of a game. Video game. You're going over.
Got me on that one.
Forensic.
Nope.
PS. FPS. One.
First.
First person.
First person singular.
First person shot. So
close. Shooter.
Shooter. First person shooter.
First person shooter. FPS. First person.
That's a Drake song.
Yeah. It is. Okay. So there you go. You don't know much about anything. Now, if it was the other way around, you'd probably stump me on all of them.
Yeah.
Mike, rapid fire before we start to get down to the home stretch here. What college do they play at? Larry Bird.
Indiana State.
Carmelo.
Louisiana Tech.
See, I'm looking at the
I'm here, I'll space off. What is it? Louisiana Tech?
Clyde Drexler.
Houston.
Wait, oh, I was going to say, Kayla might know that, but she came. Last week we watched a movie on it, and Kayla came for the for the potluck and bounced before the movie got good.
Guys, no, it was really my phone. It's I had to take it to Apple.
All right, so you got the easy one, then the two medium ones. These ones are hard. Ready?
Okay.
Artis Gilmore.
Artis Gilmore, oh yeah, the A-Train. South Florida.
Very close.
No.
Jacksonville University.
Okay, yep.
And now the tough one. My favorite of all time, Dennis Rodman.
Oh, man, he went to a small school in Oklahoma, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know
the name. I'm even impressed that you got that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the name. I know it was a small school in Oklahoma. Okay. Southeastern, maybe.
Ooh.
Southeastern Oklahoma. No.
That's it. Southeastern Oklahoma State University.
There you go. Who is that? I know
Dennis Rodman. The dude who rebounded like crazy, always had crazy hair, like played with
different
Jordan.
Colors with his hair, yeah.
Yep. Do you know the nickname of the Southeastern Oklahoma State University?
Do not.
The Savages.
Ah, there you go.
I used to have that hat. It's the Savages.
There you go.
So do you want me to tell you, because we're almost out of time, the one that you got away that you didn't have to do? Mm-hmm. It was a bracket style of one-on-one who would win with your team, with your teammates.
Can I do it?
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. CeCe versus Braylon.
CeCe. Braylon's going to hit a cup. You better step up, CeCe. Know that.
I had to throw Kyra and Mitch are in here. Just pretend they're healthy. Bree versus Kyra.
See, that's tough because I've never actually seen Kyra
play. I know.
So I'm going to just have to go with Bree.
By default. Okay. Yeah. You get a bye, by the way, just because of the numbers. Mm-hmm. You get a bye, and Bianca gets a bye, just so you know. All right. Selena versus Alana.
Selena.
Okay. Faith versus Cielly.
Faith.
Okay. Adrian versus Mitch. I'm already writing in it.
Adrian.
Well, because Mitch didn't play, so it's hard for you to do Mitch. Trista versus Lizzie.
Lizzie's been cooking.
Lizzie cooked me.
Oh, she let you know it too.
Lizzie cooked me and let me know it.
Yeah.
Okay, Lizzie.
Were you there that day?
I don't.
No, it was Wednesday morning, early. You don't go early. Listen, she lit me up for 30 minutes straight.
Damn.
And I was kind of trying.
Lizzie's
been cooking. Yeah, and I let her know she'd been cooking.
Lizzie.
All right. Your girl, Lizzie. Ready for this? Kayla versus Lizzie.
Sorry, Lizzie. I love you.
You're my girl.
Put me first.
Faith versus Selena. One on one.
I don't know. Depends on the day.
What is that? Oh. A call.
I'm gonna go with Selena.
Selena. CeCe versus Bree.
CeCe.
Okay. Adrian versus Bonky.
Adrian.
All right, this is the final four.
Okay.
CeCe versus Adrian.
This is hard.
I could have shut the podcast down. We're in uncharted territories. This is the absolutely not. Are you kidding me? Well, they're both. Okay. No, CeCe's back, so I'm not saying anything about anybody.
Oh, I'm gonna go with Adrian.
A, and so Adrian's in the finals versus you versus Selena.
Wait, who versus you? Me versus Selena?
Yeah,
me.
Kayla Terry versus Adrian Pulitasi.
Kayla Terry.
Kayla Terry is the winner. Kayla Terry. So we're starting a new way to end podcasts when we have guests, and this is what it is. Open your fortune cookie and read it out loud. This is what's going to go down when you go off to college. And yes, you can eat the cookie after
the
show.
So it could come true.
Got a what? So
you have to eat a piece so it could come true.
Okay. Fair enough.
You will make a change for the better.
Whoa.
Yes. There you go.
Period.
Yes. Period.
That's it. Well, thank you, Kayla Terry, for joining us. Was it fun?
Yes,
fun?
This was so much fun.
You had a good time?
Yes, I did.
Mike, do it again next week?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I think I have two more weeks, and then I'm off to Cape Cod, so we got to figure something out. Maybe something remote from the beach or something like that.
Yeah, we'll figure it out for sure. Yeah.
And yeah, it was fun. I'm glad you made it. You're the second sophomore. I know Adrian's coming back in like 2 weeks, wants to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get Breon and Selena. I'd love to see you someday. Yeah, but
Someday. Come on in.
Yeah, it was fun. All right. Well, thank you for tuning into the show. This has been the Doodoo and Foo Show with Kayla Terry. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Bye. Yep,
see ya.
Bye.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.